This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So it's funny, when you think about a topic, there's a good and a bad, a yin and a yang to the topic. And I'm going to use anchor as an example because I heard Donald Trump described as an anchor to the ladder of conservatism. In other words, he plants that ladder firmly onto the ground so you can ascend higher. Nice imagery. Some people look at an anchor as, you know, something that you wrap around your neck like an albatross. And Coulter had a brilliant saying, instead of calling kids These illegals, the children of illegals, anchor babies, call them anvil babies around the taxpayers' necks of America. Good point, right? An anchor doesn't have to necessarily be good. But it is good in the sense of what I'm going to talk about it. And it should be good because that's really the only way you think about something that anchors is something that holds something in place, keeps you there. It's sturdy. It's there for your protection so something doesn't go awry, doesn't fall down. In the metaphor of Donald Trump being the anchor to the ladder of conservatism so that the ladder stays up so that you can continue to climb. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. It's up to any American to get on that ladder that's being anchored now by a man willing to take the barbs. I won't make Donald Trump Jesus because he's certainly not. But Jesus essentially said, give me your sin. I'll carry it on my back. The closest thing you have to that politically right now is Donald Trump, who says, you know what? I'm a sinner, but and I'll take all these things that I know have been happening to you, and I'll carry them on my shoulders, my broad billionaire shoulders that's willing to take anything you dish out. Russian collusion, Stormy Daniels, he's unhinged and don't let him near the button and all the other stuff, because that's what the left thinks of you. Donald Trump says, I'll anchor myself, I'll carry that load for you, and I'll be a load-bearing beam, a wall, or whatever, a ladder that will allow you, the conservatives, to ascend to whatever you want to be. That anchor's available for everybody. I debated a Muslim man recently. He sends me a note telling me, you know, man, I don't understand you, Kevin. You're not down with blacks. You know, the typical stuff I hear all the time. He's a black man who converted to Islam here in America. You know many of them. They go from being Gerard, you know, Simpson to Alik Muhammad or whatever it is. So that's what he is. His name is Jamal Muhammad. No imagination other than the spelling of Muhammad. But he's Jamal Muhammad now. Full of excuses for the failure of black men, black people, the black culture, but not a single one of them, you know, belied what the black culture does. Nothing. And of course, this conversation came from police brutality. Kevin, you were on Fox saying this, that, and the other. And I'm like, saying what? Saying the truth? Giving you the statistics about all of this stuff and telling you, you would have to be naive to a level that is it's immeasurable to not believe that black folks are committing these crimes and doing things that cause cops to have to come. Cops don't want to be in our neighborhoods. Most of his excuses, almost all, were related to white people or the system. And I thought to myself, I'm reasoning with him because he came at me reasonably. Kevin, I disagree, whatever. So I immediately went back. Hey, well, explain to me why. And I answered his questions. And here's what I've learned about answering leftist questions when you only answer the question. They don't listen. They disregard. Now, in their, you know, defense, I do the same thing. I disregard their nonsense. However, when we're having a discussion, I don't disregard. I want their questions answered. So, Kevin, I don't understand why you got to be down with the black, you know, with the white man over there. I'm not down with the white man. Why you got to be down with the police? I'm not down with the police. If the police do something wrong, I'll tell you. If the white man does something wrong, I will tell you. But what you're mad about, and let's just be real, you're mad because I'm telling you what you're doing wrong. See, if a white man is doing the types of things that are happening in the black community where we had this you know, the amount of white on white crime was pervasive. Cops were, you know, in having to defend themselves, you know, in more numbers than they do normally in white neighborhoods and on and on. In other words, if you take the problems of blacks and make them white, I would be just as vocal about white people. I don't think there's anybody that would doubt that. I don't like what feminists are doing. If men were doing what feminists were doing, I would say that. I jump on men all the time, these deadbeats that don't want to take care of their children. These deadbeats that, for some reason, believe that having lots of women and babies by them is a good thing, I think is ridiculous. I talk about this stuff all the time. They selectively want to hear. So this guy says white people in the system are the reason. And I go, could be. But let's define the system. The system is the system you set up. Name me the system. Government. Who runs the government where you live? Well, I live in Baltimore. Okay, who runs it? Is it white folks only? No. So it's white and other, right? Yeah, so it's everybody. What's the common thread? You all know the answer. It's Democrats. Who did you vote for in the last election, a Democrat? Oh, but speaking of the cops, you're mad about them. Who's running those people? Is it Donald Trump out of D.C.? Or was it Stephanie Rawlings Blake when she was the mayor? You know the answer. An anchor is what not only society needs, it's what children need. It's what, and I hate to say this, but black folks need to have an anchor themselves, because they've lost sight of that America gives them an anchor. Forget Donald Trump. America is an anchor for you just being in this country. If Donald Trump wants to give you more of an anchor, then congratulations to him. Because I'll tell you this, Barack Obama didn't. Barack Obama squandered every possibility to make black people become empowered, to feel that America was their country. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had got black folks to believe that this country offers nothing but opportunity, take advantage of it during my 8 years, get out there and do something, start that business, chase your dreams. You know what he did? Go to college. I'm going to get you into college for free. I'm going to do all this stuff for you for free. I'm going to pay your rent. I'm going to pay your baby's, you know, welfare. Oh, I'm going to pay for your health care insurance. I'm going to pay for it all. Boy, that's all we're all going to do. And he's done nothing. He did nothing. There's a saying, we should not moor a ship with one anchor or our life with one hope. Well, what hope do black people have? The average black leftist is betting on something completely out of their control. As I used to say to my salespeople, hope is not a strategy. I mean, I'm not trying to kill it, but it's not a strategy. You got to get up and you got to do it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm excited about today. Hope you are as well. Glad you tuned into the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back next time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Radio show.
I've been warning people about these devices that you put in your house. And then you, hey, Cortana or Alexa or whatever, bake me a cake. You know, the ingredients to bake a cake are this, or how do you bake a cake? You ask it, and then Alexa says, here's how you do it. Or starting your car. And you can, you know, put them in all these rooms, and then you can have them do all these cool things. It seems very novel and probably very sexy. You know, I remember that movie Iron Man where he tells his computer, says, welcome in. It sets the temperature for him. It sets the mood, you know, whatever. The coolest thing on the planet, if you own it. If it's all you and it is not owned by Jeff Bezos of Amazon or the guys at Google or the people at Facebook or whomever, do you want all your stuff out there in public? Because somebody's gathering all this data. There is a Dr. Evil. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. And you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. I have friends that have these things. I don't say anything around them. They're like, it's not doing anything until you tell it what to do. How do you know? How do you know there's not some dude at NSA,
that's monitoring you. Oh, I don't have anything to hide. There's nothing I want to do. I just wanted to do all my things. I wanted to turn on my coffee pot, and I wanted to take the dog out for a walk. You know, how much of this stuff do we want people doing? Look, I'm going to warn you. There are robots right now that can do more than you. When we get to the point where you have an energy system that doesn't run out for years, say you have a nuclear pellet and you put it inside of a robot and that thing can run, because they got robots running through the woods now. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I was an electrical engineer and we were designing robots, it was all we could do to get a robot to stand on one leg, because the computing power it took to think quickly enough so that things that you take for granted, because your brain automatically goes, okay, I'll balance, and all the little micro muscles in your foot just make the adjustment, and your body, your spine, and your core, it makes the adjustment. For a robot, that's a lot more difficult. So now they have all these servo motors that serve as the little muscle tweaks, and they have the processing power for every one of them to have all of its own controls. Your foot could have its own microprocessor. It speaks to the ankle, to the leg. It says, the hip bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the leg bone, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it all connects. And now it can be done with ease. The only thing limiting it is the amount of power. Solar can't power a robot to run longer than a man. It'll run out of gas. Man can run for hours. Robot will run out of gas. So when that occurs, when we make the transition where you can store unlimited power in something the size of a 9-volt battery, and you can generate unlimited power with something roughly the same size, human beings, what do we need you for? You work a construction site. I can put a robot up there that can jump up with hundreds, if not thousands of pounds, onto a beam, deliver you new beams or new cement or whatever it is you use. I don't know what you'd be using, rebar, whatever. Jump it up there. Jump down. I don't need an elevator. That bad boy is ready to go. It knows what kind of pressure. It's got hydraulics. Lands on the ground and gets ready to jump again. Or climbs up with hundreds, if not thousands of pounds on its back. You don't have to worry about OSHA. You don't have to worry. I mean, imagine all the things if a robot can take over for you. Imagine how that's going to be. Man, it's unsettling. And now you got Big Brother entering your residence. You've invited him in under a ruse. You've actually paid for Big Brother to enter your home, and your new guests seem friendly enough, but just wait. The Alexas and these other the ones I was talking about, they may appear to be, you know, benign, but they're malignant. Big Brother, Big Sister, however you want to look at Alexa, one just as sinister as the other. And a woman in Portland, she was talking to her husband, and instead of sending the message to her husband, it went to an employee. Now, you know, harmless. It was just work-related. What if it was a shot of them intimate, or, you know, something she was sending to her husband that was only for his eyes? Echo Dot, that's what they call it, records the commands given by the user, sends it to cloud computing services, which then interpret what the user needs, whether it's something like ordering a pizza or you want to turn off the lights in your house. But as this woman found out, it'll send emails for you, even if you don't want it. Because what happened was the device recorded a conversation between the husband and the wife. And in the conversation, Alexa interpreted her name and initiated the send message routine. And when Alexa asked who was to receive the email, a background conversation apparently pinpointed the name of someone on the family's contact list, but that happened to be an employee. Now, the mistake got discovered by the employee who received the email. He said to the lady, you might want to turn off the device because you're being hacked. But she wasn't being hacked, unless you count the fact that Amazon's Alexa will hack itself on your behalf. Now, an Amazon spokesperson says, it was an unlikely string of events that caused this to happen, and the company's working to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I thought to myself, how so? You going to reinvent the human language? You ever said something that you know sounds
like, it could be misinterpreted. And what about accents? You ever heard something missaid by a friend? Like, what was that, Bill? Well, if it can happen to humans, folks, it can certainly happen to rudimentary. That's what I was looking for. Rudimentary, my dear. Rudimentary artificial intelligence devices. I mean, once you think about a conversation that you want to have that's private and it leaks out to the wrong person, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. Remember when you did it? When you were first getting with email and email was fresh and new and you're like, this is really weird. How do you do it? And yeah, you send it and you go, you send it to who? You know, and you did and you were like, typing up an email, you thought you got the right name in there, you got the wrong name, sent it to the wrong person, and you're like, oh my God, they weren't supposed to get that. We've all done it. Now Alexa's doing it. We're starting over. Why? Because in starting over, it's going to be much better for us. Yeah. But, you know, the good news is a husband and wife can't be made to testify about something in court against one another. Okay, that's good. But if you happen to send an email to the friend or somebody, the wrong person, maybe you're in a divorce battle and you're ranting in your house about something. And Alexa goes, hey, sounds like you need to send a message to your husband's attorney or your wife's attorney or your wife's sister who you've been having an affair with. Or whatever. You get what I'm saying. See, in 1984, George Orwell offered this dystopian future where Big Brother watches its citizens. Now, the future represents our present because citizens are watched by integrated cameras in our computers, our game devices, cell phones, cars, on the street, in buildings, doorbells. We voluntarily use this stuff. I get it. I really do. I want to see who's at my front door, too. But do you really want Alexa in your home?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC, or he just didn't get the call. Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments.
Now, with the passage of this bill, Americans will be able to seek cures,
right here at home, close to their family and their loved ones. We are finally giving these wonderful Americans the right to try. So important.
Elsewhere, quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up right around 250 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
There's a hero that you don't know much about. And if you're really tied into politics, you might know the person for whom I'm about to introduce to most of America. And his name is Mike Rogers. That's right, Mike Rogers. And I wrote a piece about him. It was called The Hero Who Brought Down Obama and the Democrats. And I want to speak of Mike Rogers. He's an admiral. And let me tell you something. This is a story you need to pay attention to. You need to mark today and say, if I need to share this with anybody, in other words, share the Kevin Jackson Show, I'm going to share today's episode, today's this particular one. Because when I speak of the hero who brought down Obama and the Democrats, the initial thing that people would come that might come to mind is Donald Trump. And they go, man, that Donald Trump, he brought down the media. He did this. He did that. And Donald Trump is certainly he's a good candidate for this distinction. He really is. He's done quite a bit. He got the ball rolling. Maybe he was even the inspiration for the gentleman I just mentioned, Admiral Mike Rogers. Look at his picture. Google his picture and see who he is. And you'll go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember him. But you're not going to remember him the way you're about to remember him. What a hero. Man, I'm so excited to tell you this story, but I'm in awe of everything this guy went through. And as I said, probably most of America, 99.999% of the country doesn't know what this guy did that allowed us to see everything that we're currently seeing today. He's Julian Assange. He's Guccifer. He's Donald Trump. He's all of it on steroids. And he's that dude behind the scenes that said, I'll just do my job. I'll be a patriot to America. Not in the, by the way, I would have loved what Mike Rogers did. I don't care who he would have done it for. In other words, if Hillary Clinton were being treated like Donald Trump, I wouldn't care if Mike Rogers exposed it. I'd say he's a hero still. Retiring NSA director, Mike Rogers. He risked all that he is, his entire rank, his pension, all of it, in order to courageously stand up against the most corrupt government in the history of this republic, overseen by the most diabolical president in America's history, Barack Obama. I want to be clear because leftists will make it, oh, you're talking about George Bush. No, I'm talking about baby black Jesus Barack Obama, the most diabolical president in the history of this country, a traitor. Don't even mention him as a patriot in any way. He's a traitor. And Rogers blew the whistle on his administration. He blew the whistle on their illegal sharing of FISA information on people working in conjunction with the crooked Hillary Clinton campaign. As that campaign, along with the intelligence community, plotted to defeat Donald Trump. And it's not just the intelligence community. I'll get it out. It's Barack Obama's entire administration and intelligence apparatus. God, Kevin, come on, man. Get it together. So let me give you a timeline of some of the things that have happened that lead me to this conclusion that Rogers is probably the biggest patriot in the country. While we are looking at spies, people who've sold out to the Russians and things like that. And for the record, Barack Obama is the biggest. If you want to talk about messing up with the clandestine community, Barack Obama has no equal. Take every spy that's ever been caught in history and every turncoat, every traitor, and it will not be a fraction of what Barack Obama did to hurt the American Republic. Not a fraction. Nobody has done more damage to America than Barack Obama. Thankfully, we have such a country that we can overcome him. But man, we got damaged. But here's what Mike Rogers did. On November 15th through April of 2016, the FBI and DOJ's National Security Division, NSD, used private contractors to access raw FISA information using two from FISA, they call them 702-16 and 702-17 queries. So we know that the FBI and the DOJ's NSD used private contractors who looked into the FISA information system. Now, these are people like Fusion GPS and so on. March of 2016, NSA Director Rogers becomes aware of improper access to raw FISA data. April of 2016, Rogers orders the NSA compliance officer to run a full audit on 702 NSA compliance. So he senses something. At this point, I want to stop for a second. Mike Rogers went, whoa, hang on a second. Private contractors are getting into top secret confidential information that they never should see. And it doesn't seem to be blowing any whistles. Raising any flags, I should say. I want us to start taking a look at it. So this was in March. He became aware of the improper, data access. By April, he's like, let's do it. Let's take a look. April the 18th, Rogers shut it down. He shut down the FBI's National Security Division contractor access so they could no longer search the system for these FISA documents. April through September of 2016, the investigation continued. September 26th of 2016, DOJ's NSD head, John Carlin, files the government's proposed 702 certifications, but the filings don't disclose the FISA abuses. Now, Carlin is aware of Rogers' compliance review, and the 2016 certifications are scheduled for court approval on October 26th of 2016. So let me just stop for a second and clarify. The guy who runs the DOJ's NSD, John Carlin, wants to get these new FISA, these documents to the FISA court, and he wants them certified. He submits them to the FISA court, but he leaves out the part that says that there are FISA abuses, so maybe you shouldn't even be looking at this, because he needs that approval on October 26th of 2016. Okay, you with me? September 27th of 2016, Carlin announces he's resigning, and Mary McCord is going to assume his position. On October 15th, 10 days or so before these documents are going to go before the FISA courts for review, Carlin formally leaves the NSD. Now, if I could stop there and you could go, you'd be going, your head's still spinning, but you already know John Carlin's crooked. His name will come up again, so jot that down. You'll hear it again. It's Carlin, like the comedian, George Carlin. John Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N. Jot it down. Mid-October of 2016, Director of National intelligence, Clapper, submits a recommendation to the White House that Rogers be removed from the NSA. So this is mid-October. Right after Karlin leaves, Clapper comes in and says, let's get rid of him. And he submits that to Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama's lame duck. He doesn't know, you know, who to fire, who to, I mean, he does in the sense that he knows he's part of it. The next day, October 21st of 2016, Rogers, well, hang on, I take that back. Let me go back a bit. So Clapper wants him fired. This is mid-October. Less than a week later, Rogers is briefed by the NSA compliance officer on the Section 702 NSA audit and about query violations. So he now has the report. He knows what's happening. Now, I want you to keep in mind, the week before this happened, Clapper has said to the president, you need to fire him. But I don't know, you know, why he didn't, but he didn't. So once on the 20th, Rogers gets briefed, okay? On the 21st, he shuts down all of the about query activities and reports to the activity to the DOJ and prepares to go to the FISA court. So now he's aware. Yeah, now Rogers is aware. He knows the fix is in, much is about to happen, and he's saying, okay, I'm not going to let this, you know, I got to start springing into action. Now, I want to hold on there just a second to get you guys to understand that John Karlin has set the stage. He's corrupt in the sense that he doesn't want to report that there's an internal audit of the NSA and how they've done things in violation of these 702s. And he's got a date, October 26th, that he's got to meet. He's got a gun to his head from the left. They're saying, this is the way this is going to go now. Clapper gets in the middle of it and says, hey, I want this guy fired because he's on to us. That's where we are in this little saga. Now, we're going to pretend for the moment that nobody else is involved, not the FBI and Strzok and Peter and Page and McCabe and Comey and the Clintons and Barack Obama and all that. It's just these two guys. It's Karlin and it's James Clapper. And I want you to remember everything James Clapper says when you hear him on TV from now on. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to recap the hero who brought down Barack Obama and the Democrats. Gentleman by the name of Mike Rogers, Admiral. And he was over the NSA for a bit. I think he was the NSA director. And he became aware of improper access to raw FISA data by an outside source, a contractor. And he ordered the NSA compliance officer to do a full audit on what they call 702 NSA compliance. And he finds out that these guys have been accessing this data. So he shuts it down. This is in April of 2016. The investigation continued until September of 2016. And the head of the what's called the DOJ's National Security Division, the NSD, is a guy named John Carlin. And he wants to get all this information in the FISA courts on a date of October 26th of 2016. Talk about your October surprise, right? So he wants to get all that in there. But when he submits all the information, he leaves out the very key notion that his or agency is under an investigation by its head, by the agency head, who says these documents may not be ready for submittal because they may not be correct. Then, shortly after that, September 27th, Carlin announces that he's going to resign. October 15th, a few weeks later, he actually does leave the NSD. Mid-October, or a day or so after Carlin officially leaves the NSD, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, you've seen him, bald-headed guy that acts like, you know, he's very authoritative in how Trump is, you know, wrong and Comey's right and he's telling us all this other crap. He's a traitor. Well, he submits a recommendation to Barack Obama that they remove Admiral Rogers from the NSA. This is one of the stranger things because it didn't work. He failed. Days later, Rogers is briefed by the NSA compliance officer on these 702 compliance issues, these what they call about queries, and he shuts down all the query activity the next day. And so the same day, DOJ and FBI seek and receive a Title I FISA probable cause order authorizing electronic surveillance of Carter Page from the FISC, which is the actual court where the FISA documents are sent. And at this point, the FISA court is unaware of the 702 violations. I'm just kind of recapping. You want to talk about a cabal. John Carlin and Clapper are undeniably in this system together to try to get to Donald Trump. This is pre-presidency here, okay? On October the 24th of 2016, Rogers verbally informed the FISA court section of the Section 702 violations, and then 2 days later, which is the date they were supposed to be meeting about it, he formally informs the FISA court in writing. Yet, they've already given the order to go spy on Carter Page and Trump and Manafort and anybody else, knowing that they violated all this stuff, knowing it. November 17th, that morning, this is where I talk about Rogers being a hero. Mike Rogers, remember his name, look him up if you don't know what he looks like. Rogers traveled to meet President-elect Trump and his transition team in Trump Tower. He doesn't inform the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, that he's going. The evening of November the 17th, the Trump transition team announces they're moving all their transition activity to the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey. Now, you can put two and two together. At this point, keep in mind, Barack Obama says he's going to make Donald Trump's transition smooth and easy while he's plotting against him. He plotted against him, and Barack Obama sat in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, never believing he would be sitting with Donald Trump as the president-elect. And you better know he was, as they say, scared in a chihuahua about to pass a peach pit. Scared. And he better be. James Clapper now is on this PR campaign to make himself and all his lying deep state swamp rats look good. But he's a traitor and a scoundrel as well. See, this is how we came to understand everything that we know right now. There are patriots inside of the government, like Mike Rogers, who said, I've seen enough. I don't know what Rogers' political affiliation is. I don't know whether he was appointed by Obama. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even care.
it's interesting. It would be interesting to understand it, but I'll tell you this. Mike Rogers is the biggest hero that most people don't know anything about. You can easily see, folks, the Obama-Clinton minions at work as you go back through this thread that I just took you through. And I want you to go back. I want you to remember these two segments of the show so you can pass them along to friends. The guy who put that thread together is a guy named Jeff Carlson. And here's what he concluded. He says, we will never understand what Rogers did for our country. And he continues this. He says, we would have never known of the spying and the FISA violations without him, as the intelligence community was caught unaware by the upset presidential race and was working hard to cover up its illegal conduct. And I believe that Mike Rogers went, you know what? Donald Trump won. This is my opportunity to get away with this and not have to worry about, is an anvil going to fall on me that's so heavy and so hard that it kills me or it maims me and I can do nothing? He didn't want to run away to Russia. He didn't want to have to go into hiding. He didn't want to die, because the Obama administration and the Clintons, they will kill you over stuff like this. When you see spy thrillers like Jason Bourne and these other shows and people are dying, this is the type of stuff that they get killed for. I want you to understand the roles of John Carlin and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper in this whole thing, because that's going to help you understand the deep state plot and the coup that was under the direction of President Obama at the time to get rid of President Trump. They never thought they would see that day. Now, Democrats will ignore these chain of events that I've just walked through. They want to. They want to pretend it doesn't happen. I asked the question the other day, what if any of this stuff is true? Now, look, that I just gave you the rundown. I'll do it again just for the sake of people joining the show. But Mike Rogers was became aware of this improper access to data by Fusion GPS and others. And I don't have all the details around that, but that was around March of 2016. Keep in mind, Trump's not president. You know this, right? By April of 2016, he wants an audit. Now, here's why I tell you that the deep state got really cocky. I can only presume that Mike Rogers, he's a military guy, but Barack Obama had fired all the generals and the admirals that he felt like, he did a coup in the military. He got rid of all the old school guys, promoted a bunch of new guys. Maybe Mike Rogers was one of them. I honestly don't know enough about him. But he was an Obama administration guy. So here's Rogers appointed now to run the NSA, and he's going, uh-oh, in March of 2016. So they run the audit in April 2016. By April 18th, he shuts down the contractor's access to this search system, so they have no more ability to manipulate the FISA FISC court stuff. They look into it from April to September of 2016, and on September of 2016, the head of the DOJ's NSD, which is the National Security Division, John Carlin, files the application for this FISA court, so I guess they want to go look at people in the Trump campaign, and they get it set for approval on October the 26th of 2016. That date rings so true because it's October surprise. Then he resigns. Carlin, September of 26, announces it. He does it in October the 15th of 2016. Clapper, days later, says to the White House, fire this guy. Rogers goes on to find out, oh, indeed, this is all the case. November 17th, he goes to Trump's tower and says, look, you better get out of here. They're spying on you. Donald Trump moves his whole transition team. And the rest is history. This is a patriot. This is somebody who said enough is enough. I'm going to do more research on Mike Rogers because I want to find out what his political affiliation was. I'm going to do it as a follow-up to this. But I want you to remember that name, Admiral Mike Rogers, a true American hero. Not one of these guys that's going out there saving people in front of getting in front of buses or burning buildings. He ain't Superman, but he is Superman to us. Because without him, we don't know where we'd be.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.